Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program is now open in South Carolina and taking applications. Let's talk a little bit about what that money is for.
Well, you're right. It's a part of the Farm Bill that does not get the attention of, let's say, the program crops, Title I. This is everything practically that's not a program crop: fruit and vegetable, tree nuts, horticulture, nursery crops, floriculture, all of which over the life of administering these block grants, because they come to the states, and we in turn put a competitive grant program out there. And that's what we're talking about. So over the years, we've been able to help pretty much all of those that I just listed through marketing efforts, through organizational type things, anything that can be directed to a group of farmers. Whereas your program crops, like your soybeans, corn, wheat, peanuts, those go directly to the grower themselves. Specialty crop grants will go to a group of producers who are trying to do something together.
And do something for the greater good of all producers in that area.
That's right. And that's why we, between now and the middle of May, we will get proposals in that say their goal is to do X around a vegetable crop or sod farmers or orchard crops. And then, you know, out of those applications, we go through them and find out which do exactly what you just said, maybe do something for the greater good that an individual could, once they learn some good information out of this block grant and using those dollars, then perhaps next year they would try some of that on their own. So that's the purpose of it, is to introduce new marketing ideas or new organizational ideas, distribution, things like that, that have helped improve this part of farming.
And there is a wide range of funding that's available.
Yeah, that's right. Again, it's anything that a person can present a case that they can help make that part of agriculture have a better opportunity, better marketing opportunities. Food safety is big, big food safety now. Consumer education, a lot of things around pest, a disease, about growing practices, as long as it goes to a group of producers who may want to try a new way of growing something. Help small farmers organize, do some cooperative-based type grants. So you're right, it's a great challenge to pick out those that are going to do the best advancement for farmers in South Carolina.
So if we want to learn more or make an application, what should we do?
All right, we always start with the website, agriculture.sc.gov. Go to those hot topics. And bear in mind, we've got about a good month and a half now. So if someone's new to this process, go to the website, and if need be, call in. And Amy London is the administrator of those programs, and she could answer a question or two to help someone along in the application process.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.